Good evening to everybody. We will discuss tonight the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, which deals with the first mitzvah B'nai Yisrael received following the exodus, or on their way out of Mitzrayim. B'nai Yisrael commanded in Perek Yubayis, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Rishonu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashana, that this month shall be for you the head of all months, the first of the months of the Jewish year. And albeit that the Torah doesn't tell us explicitly what the first of the Jewish months are, it's quite clear that we're referring to Chodesh Nisan. If you continue looking in the ensuing Sukkim, Sukkim Gimel, Dalet, Hey, we are referring to Chodesh Nisan, the month which B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Tav Zayin Amud Aleph, understands quite clearly indeed, as we have just discussed, that the first of the 12 months of the Jewish year is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem B'Chodesh Hashanah, is referring to the concept of the beginning of months. The Gemara asks, the Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Chodashim, the first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, is the beginning of all months, L'Chodashim Min Olam. From where do we know that this is the first of all months? The Torah goes on, the Gemara goes on to prove from this very pasuk, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, that the first month of the Jewish year is the month of Nisan. Now, although the Gemara is unable to prove conclusively from this very pasuk that the first of the month of the year, and the first month specifically, is Chodesh Nisan, indeed the Gemara says, Nidivrei Kabbalah Lamanu, we see psukim in the Navi and in the Ksuvim, more explicitly, that seem to indicate that Nisan is indeed the first of the 12 months. The pasuk says, "Biyom Eshrim V'Arba La'Ashtei Aser Chodesh Hu Chodesh Tevet." On the 24th day of the 11th month is Chodesh Shvat. So, if Chodesh Shvat is the 11th month, that would make Adar the 12th month, and of course Nisan would be the first month. Furthermore, the Gemara says, "Rabba Barula Amar Mehacha." A different pasuk in the Navi, actually in the Navi Esther, Megillas Esther, that says that Tilakach Esther Lamelech Achashverosh of Beis Malchuso, B'Chodesh Ha'asivi Hu Chodesh Teves. The 10th month, that is the month of Teves. If the 10th month is Teves, the 11th month will be Shvat, the 12th month will be Adar, and then of course the first month will be Chodesh Nisan. So quite clearly the Gemara has a list and a string of psukim, and whether or not we could prove it from the pasuk that we just mentioned in our parasha, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, nonetheless we have numerous psukim, Medivrei Kabbalah, that indicate clearly that Nisan is the first month of the Jewish year. Now, L'mayin Nafkamina, what is the significance of the fact that we know that Nisan is the first month? So the Ramban, in an epic comment on this very pasuk, Perek Yudbeis pasuk says that the reason that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that this is the first month is to teach us, Sheyimnu Oso Yisrael Chodesh Rishon, that Kalal Yisrael should count this as the first month, U'mimenu Yimnu Kol HaChadashim Sheini U'Shlishli Atashul Mashana B'Shnei Masa Chodesh. And the way that the Jewish people should count always the list of months should be starting in Nisan and headed toward the last month, the 12th month of the year, which is Adar. Why? Ramban says, Kedei Sheyeh Zicharon B'Nes HaGadol, in order that we always remember the ultimate, the greatest of all miracles, because anytime we mention the second month, the third month, the 11th month, the 12th month, the 6th month, the 7th month, we'll always know that we're going back to the original first month. And why is that the first month, Nisan? Because it indeed is the Chodesh that we were Yatsim in Mitzrayim. And as a result of always mentioning the Chodashim as Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, we'll always know and remember and recall and reflect upon the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim took place. Similarly, says the Ramban, that's why every single day, it's Rishon l'Shabbos, Sheni l'Shabbos, Shlishi l'Shabbos. We don't refer to the days of the week by any other name besides for the first, the second, the third, in order to always recall Zecher Maaseh Bereishis. So by mentioning the days of the week and mentioning the months, we are regularly recalling, reflecting that God is a Borei, that God created the world by saying the first, the second, the third day of the week. And furthermore, when we go through the months, we recognize that God is the Manik. God continues to control, to rule, and to run the world, and as a result, we'll remember the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the Ramban continues and mentions that although contemporarily we don't refer to the months as Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, in the Torah you will never find names for the month, you'll only find the number of the month. And that, the Ramban mentions, is for the reason that we just explained, that We want to recall and reflect and commemorate the Neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, the Ramban continues and quotes the Yerushalmi, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, who says, Shemos Chadashim Alumi Bavil. If you want to know where the month that we call today, Adar, Shvat, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, where did those names come from? Those names are Babylonian names. And when the Jewish people returned from our first exile and leaving Bavel and returning to Eretz Yisrael, we started mentioning the months based upon the names that they are called in Bavel in order to remember the second greatest miracle that we were able to leave the Golos and return to Eretz Yisrael. So by mentioning first the numbers of the months, that recalls and reflects and commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now on top of that, not only do we remember, recall, and reflect and commemorate the Neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi, but we also remember the great miracle of the return of the Jewish people from Galus Bavel, and therefore we refer to it as Nisan Iyar Sivan. But of course, Nisan is the first month, and Nisan is correlated to Chodesh Rishon, Iyar is correlated to Chodesh Hasheni, and vice versa, and etc. We continue to refer to the months in that name. Zimin Chinuch, in his commentary on the Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Yud and Shin Yud Aleph and Oz Gimel, cites the Ramban and goes one step further. And the Minchas Chinuch understands that the Ramban is saying that it's a mitzvah mehatorah to count the Chodashim, starting with Chodesh HaRishon as Nisan. Now, although the Ramban doesn't write explicitly that it's a mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch and other Achronim as well understand that there's a biblical commandment to count the months based upon Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Nisan, and then Iyar, based upon the pasuk in the Torah, Chodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Lechem Lechach Yeshana. And the Minchas Chinuch goes on to continue and says, even though today, contemporarily, and even though once Klal Yisrael returned from Bavel, and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash and Bayis Sheni, we had new names for the Chadashim, nothing changed. The correlation between month 1 and Nisan and month 2 and Iyar stays the same, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch leaves with the Tzar Achin why it is that the Sefer Achinuch, why it is that the Rambam don't count this as a mitzvah in the Torah. And of course, if you take a look in the Ramban, in his Minyan HaMitzvah, he interestingly enough does not count this as a mitzvah in the Torah, but nonetheless, the Minchas Chinuch concludes his commentary and says, over mitzvah, and if somebody counts to a different number numerical system in the month, he's over, transgresses the mitzvah Torah. Why is it that the Rambam doesn't mention this mitzvah and he leaves this question b'tzarachin? This concept that the Ramban is counting the mitzvah to count the month, starting with Nisan or Chodesh HaRishon and Chodesh HaSheni, whether it's a mitzvah or whether it's not a mitzvah, kept silent amongst the Rishonim. As you see, many few Rishonim list this as actually a mitzvah, and as you go into the later Achronim, we don't see anything about it as well. It was only until about 300 years ago when the Chassam Sofer and later Talmidim the Chassam Sofer and other Hungarian Gedolim reworked and understood that the Ramban is explicitly stating a very important rule here. And the Chassam Sofer in two places, in his commentary Taras Moshe, and this Pasuk, Shmos Perek Yerbeis, Pasuk Beis, as well as in the Drushas, the Chassam Sofer writes that this is a tochachos musar. It's a very harsh rebuke based upon the Ramban, says the Chassam Sofer, that in all letters that we write, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, we should always write today is the first day of the week, starting with Yom Rishon, Sunday. Today is the second day of the week, going to Monday. Furthermore, when we date and write our letters, we should count the Chodesh HaRishon starting from Nisan. Why? For the dual reason that they're stating the days of the week, with Sunday being Yom Rishon, is a testimony to God's creation of the world. And furthermore, stating the months in their numerical order, in their chronological order, starting with Nisan, also is a testimony to the fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim. And he concludes by saying, Lo chas v'shalom k'misparm shal umos olam. Chas v'shalom, we shouldn't count according to the secular calendar, which does not correlate with the months and the years and the dates and the days of the week the way we have it. So Chassam Sofer really puts down the Ramban in a very, very principled, fashioned way, and he doesn't say it's a mitzvah, and he doesn't say one transgresses a mitzvah if he doesn't do this. All he says is that it's a tochachos musar, it's a rebuke, that we should date and write our letters in such a fashion. Of course, the same thing would go contemporarily when it comes to a check. Our checks also, seemingly, according to Chassam Sofer, should be written in a similar fashion, and we will continue to see a little bit more about that in just a moment. The Chassam Sofer's outstanding disciple, the Talmud Mufat, the Maram Shek, in his Tshuvos in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, notes this issue as well. And there, the Maram Shek is dealing with matzevos, cemeteries and tombstones. And he is very, very disturbed and angered by the fact that people on tombstones in Hungary were placing the date of death based upon the secular calendar. And he says, how could it be such a thing? When you write down the secular date on a tombstone, it doesn't correlate with the counting of the months and of the days of the week the way we understand it. Interestingly enough, the Maram Shik does not quote his Rebbe Chassam Sofer. He does not quote the Ramban in this week's parsha that we refer to, but rather he says it's an Issa D'Oraisa for a pasuk in a few weeks in Parshas Mishpatim, which states, "V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Tazkir." You shouldn't mention the names of Elohim Acherim, false gods. And from there, Chazal understand that one should never refer to Avodah Zarah. And here, the Maram Shek says that anytime somebody walks by a tombstone or writes it on the tombstone, you're being over on that very pasuk. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, that such a tombstone should not be used, and one should absolutely, positively never write the secular date onto a tombstone. The Get Pashut, in his Sefer, similarly also notes the very same problem with dating a document according to a secular date. Nothing to do with the Ramban, nothing to do with the citation of Chassam Sofer, but again, understands that dating the paperwork or any documents that we have according to the secular calendar is also a problem of Isser Avodah Zarah, of Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Tazkiru. Other Hungarian Gedolim continued in the dynasty and in the tradition of the Chassam Sofer, of the Maram Shek, contemporarily the Baron Moshe of Moshe Stern, also has a tshuva where he writes very, very strongly about this as well. However, American poskim and Israeli poskim contemporarily do not seem to be as bothered with this issue as the Hungarian poskim. Starting in the Sefer Kolbo, the Kolbo is a classic Sefer Anavelos written by a Rabbi Greenwald, the Zichron Levracha, of none other than Columbus, Ohio, a classic Sefer on Avelos, and he refers to this issue when he's talking about writing dates on a tombstone. And he notes the opinion and the position of the Maram Shek, and he refers to the position of the Chassam Sofer and of the Ramban, and he says that was only true bizmaneim, in their days, when they had to be very careful to make sure to create a fence, that many were starting to use secular dates, and the reason for that was for the sake of Avodah Zarah. However, bizmaneinu writes to Kobo in Chelek Beis, on page 147, all of Jewry uses secular dates, and when we use secular dates, we're not using it in an effort to refer to Avodah Zarah, but that's just the way we do things. Anybody writes a secular date on a tombstone is not over and does not transgress any Isser, and he further supports and buffers his commentary and reason for two reasons. And he explains that the reason for not using a secular date is because the secular date is based upon the birth of Yeshu. However, explains the Sefer Kolbo, proving from many sources, it's really a mistake. The year 2017, which we are in currently, is not the amount of years that have passed since the birth of Yeshu, and therefore he says that there's really no issue whatsoever with using a secular date whatsoever. Furthermore, he says many Jews really counted according to the secular calendar well before the birth of Yeshu, and before anybody ever knew about Yeshu. And really the secular dating is going back to the count after the death of Hurdus, and therefore there's no problem using the secular calendar, and there's no problem dating and marking a tombstone according to the secular date. Finally, the Kolbo proves this from many, many tshuvas, including the Ramah, and including Chassam Sofer himself, where he notes and shows that great poskim of Ashkenaz actually dated their tshuvas, their responsa that they were writing in English as well. And of course, he says, Chassam Sofer, who was the great opponent of using secular dates, if he himself in his tshuvas is signing off according to a secular date, there's no problem whatsoever using a secular date, and he argues on the position of the Maram Shek, and for that reason, he says, there's no problem whatsoever with going forward and using a secular date. Similarly, in another tshuva, contemporary tshuva, Tzitz Eliezer, Eliezer Wallenberg, and Chelek Ches, Simon Ches, also has a long tshuva where he discusses the issue of using secular dates, both on documents as well as on tombstones and in Gittin and in various other documentation. And he points out L'maskana, similar to the Kolbo, that we're familiar that many other Gedolei Yisrael, including the Rama, including the Maram and Padua, and others, including the Chassam Sofer themselves, used secular dates. And then he points out that when there's Hechreach Meschari or Misradi, when a person needs to use a secular date for the workplace, for financial reasons, for internal or external office work, and certainly it says, if a person writes l'minyanam, according to their account, there's no problem whatsoever dating a paper and writing a letter or an email, a fax, or any form of correspondence with the secular date. And for example, he says that when you're doing so because that's the way and that's the culture and that's what has to be done. There's no issue of avodah zarah, and the Tzitz Eliezer says that that's permitted. He further says that if there is the possibility of not only writing the English date, but also adding the Hebrew date, that's even better, because there for sure you're showing that there's no other reason that you're doing it except for that's the common way to correspond with other people and for testimony as well as for historical data. You need to write that date, and therefore for sure he writes, L'shum tzorach misradi v'chadome, zakuk hanu l'haskir dama tarich ezrachi. If you have any issue whatsoever, where one should or has to or is forced to write the secular date, there in that circumstance, Chassam Sofer never intended to push anybody off in that circumstance by writing the secular date. That is the opinion of Tzitz Eliezer. And another contemporary tshuva, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in his tshuvas Yabi Omer, Chelek Gimel of Yoredeya Simen Tes, concludes his tshuva and writes, Ha'ikra Ledina, Shein Bezeh Shum Isra Min Adin. There is no prohibition according to the letter of the law whatsoever dating, writing the secular date. Ha'mekirin Bezeh Yeshlam Amashi Yismechu. Anybody who wants to be lenient has plenty what to be lenient upon. Mios Tova Tikira, however, he says, if you have the possibility and it's not a tzorech gadol, if you do have the opportunity, you do have the occasion to write it according to the date of the Jewish calendar, all the more better. And he says specifically here in Eretz Yisrael that the best way to go is to write the Hebrew date. However, if you do have a reason and a need to write it minyanam according to the secular date, there is no problem as well. An interesting issue is raised as to what is better or what is worse. Is it better to write, for example, on the 1st of January, 1-1, or would it be better to write January 1st? Now, what is the issue? Now, if you write 1-1, you're basically saying that number 1 is January and not Nisan. On the other hand, writing January is the name of Avodah Zarah. So is it better to write a name of Avodah Zarah where you're not counting January as 1, and you're recognizing that the first month is really Nisan? Or is it better not to write a name of Avodah Zarah, but you're recognizing that the first month is 1, is January? There seems to be a slight machlokas here on this question between the Tzitz Eliezer and the Abiyah Omer who we just cited. Tzitz Eliezer seems to indicate that it's better to write 1-1. And he says that January is the name of Avodah Zarah. So why write January? Write 1-1. On the other hand, Rabbi Avadya writes, no, absolutely not. Because if you write 1-1, you're basically testifying to the fact that January is the first month when the Torah says, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. And therefore, better, says Rabbi Avadya, to write January and not to write 1. So all this has what to do with ramifications for the way we document paperwork, the way we write letters, and the way we write signed checks. One should try to be considerate and thoughtful if indeed there is no need to write the secular date to recognize the Hebrew date. Of course, for any official paperwork where it's necessary, that is the best way to go. If you can write instead of January, maybe you write Jan, J-A-N, something along those lines, that certainly would be fine as well. Of course, in any correspondence that one has with another Jew that doesn't necessarily require the secular date, that certainly is the best thing to do. And of course, you see in many shuls, and in many Batei Midrashim, and in many Jewish periodicals and the like, we write both. We write the months in Hebrew, the date in Hebrew, and then after that, we also write the secular date as well. Besides from the halachic import of this issue, there's also significant philosophical import as well. when we recognize that God has done and performed miracles for us, that God created the world and continues to run the world, we have the ability to recognize that on a regular basis. When we conclude davening shachris every single morning, we recite the Shir Shalom, Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni LeShabbos, Hayom Yom Shlishi BeShabbos. When we mention that, when we time a mitzvah and a recognition of Ani Mamin B'Muna Shalem, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And I recognize that. The first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm recognizing that I'm a Mamin, that God created the world. And when I say Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos, I'm testifying to the fact that God is a Borei. Moreover, when I recognize the Jewish date, I have the ability to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And this is the first month. And Shvat, which we find ourselves in now, is the 10th month. And Adar Shvat is the 10th month. And Adar is the 12th month. And as a result, we have the ability to recognize and recall, reflect, and to commemorate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neif HaGadol Shel Tziyanu Mimitzrayim. This testifies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Borei, a creator, and a Manig, who continues to run the world, to develop the world. Of course, when it comes to the halachic ramifications, it seems to be that the Hungarian poskim, starting with Chassam Sofer, followed by the Maram Shek, and contemporary the Beret Moshe, were very, very cautious about fulfilling the what might be a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Ramban, even though, as I mentioned, the Ramban never says explicitly that it's a mitzvah. And of course, when it comes to the way we go about using our offices and paperwork and documents and letters and checks, if the need does come up, of course, regularly, as it always does, to use the secular date is mutter in a situation where that is necessary. Of course, when that is not necessary, when you could use the Hebrew date, that is certainly much better, as we just pointed out.